Hans von Spakovsky, 120K straight vote dump for Biden is impossible. By Robert Krajicek on November 5, 2020. Vote dumps entirely for former Vice President Joe Biden are not credible, assessed Hans von Spakovsky, manager of the Heritage Foundation's Election Law Reform Initiative and a senior legal fellow of the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies, offering his analysis on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. Marlow asked about reports of drastic spikes in vote counts for Joe Biden in the early hours of Wednesday morning. If those reports are correct, I don't understand it. The way you do counting is you simply count all of the ballots, von Spakovsky said. You don't divide. They're not divided up between the candidates. So the precinct reporting that's coming in ought to be reporting of the total vote count, regardless of who it's for. So again, if it's confirmed that there are these weird reports coming out of votes only for one candidate and not the other, you've got to question, what exactly is going on? Listen. Reports of Republican poll watchers being denied observation of vote counting raise questions about electoral misconduct, stated von Spakovsky. It does raise concerns when you know that all the people that are working there are clearly Democrats, remarked von Spakovsky. That's why it's so important that those places comply with state poll watching laws. All the campaigns, and all the political parties are legally entitled to have poll watchers watching every aspect of the election process, including the counting process. For places like Detroit to chase out and not allow legally appointed poll watchers in there to watch them processing these absentee ballots raises serious questions about possible misconduct going on, von Spakovsky said. Now, I don't have evidence of misconduct. But the point is, if the poll watchers were there, we would know what was exactly going on in the vote counting process. Poll watchers are needed to reduce the risk of ineligible ballots being included in vote count, explained von Spakovsky. What I worry about is absentee ballots being accepted, processed, and counted that don't comply with state law requirements, because they know it's going to be the vote they like, von Spakovsky warned. What I mean by that is an absentee ballot comes in, and the signature doesn't match, so clearly it may be fraudulent. Or it came in late, but they counted anyway. That's the kind of thing you don't want to have happening, because that is simply illegal. Marlow asked von Spakovsky what advice he would offer the president with respect to protecting electoral integrity. Von Spakovsky replied, "The only that's going to help Trump now is lawful means, court orders ordering election officials to comply with the law, and to not count absentee ballots that have been received in violation of state law. That's where my resources would be concentrated if I was doing this." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.